Although it may have gone unnoticed by most, on Wednesday the calendar officially clicked over from summer to fall. That's right, it's time to order your favorite pumpkin spice beverage, break out the cozy throws, and head to your home decor store of choice to pick up that fall haul of harvest decorating. We know you're doing that. And oh yes, festivals. They are back, and there are plenty of them to talk about this week. Delawareans, lend me your ears. The First State is first up this week with the Firefly Festival. Head on out to the Woodlands in Dover to hear the sounds of Tame Impala, The Killers, and Grammy winners Lizzo and Billie Eilish, who are all headliners during the festival's four-night run from Thursday through Sunday.
You call me again, drunk in your Benz, driving home under the influence.
Camping passes and tickets at varying pricing tiers are still available, but you must show proof of vaccination or of a negative COVID test no earlier than 72 hours before the event. It's very important to note that. Now, I don't know if they're serving tacos at the Firefly Festival, but you can certainly find a wide variety of them this weekend at the Delaware Taco Festival. It's Saturday and Sunday at Wilmington's Tubman Garrett Riverfront Park. It's the fifth annual festival, and along with 25 different taco vendors, there will be tequila tastings and a giant margarita bar, just the kind I like. If you want to bring the kids, there are also activities for them, and if they're 10 and under, they can attend for free. We're not done yet, Delaware. On Friday, the Delaware Art Museum hosts the annual Korean Festival, which showcases Korean arts, culture, food, and music. The free event starts at 5 p.m. While we're celebrating Korean culture in Delaware, in Philadelphia, the Latin American Book Fair is happening on Friday at noon in the courtyard of City Hall. This event is part of the city's overall celebration of Hispanic Heritage Month, which runs through October 15th. Authors will be there to discuss their books, which you can buy on site. Other outdoor events to consider this weekend are the Ardmore Oktoberfest starting at 5 p.m. on Saturday at Schaffel Plaza and, in Chestnut Hill, the Fall for the Arts Festival. More than 100 artists from the Mid-Atlantic region will showcase their work on Sunday starting at 11 a.m. The festival takes place on Germantown Avenue from Willow Street to Rex Street, so right in the heart of that historic district. If you're stumped about what to wear to the festivals, check out the end of Philadelphia Fashion Week, which winds down with runway shows on Friday and Saturday at the 2300 Arena. That's just in time for the opening of The Stories We Wear, the new exhibit at the Penn Museum that begins on Saturday. The exhibit, which features five different themes, explores how and why people wear clothing to express themselves. We're ending this week with a man who certainly knew how to express himself through music. The late, great Frank Sinatra comes to life via the Philly pop show Sinatra, The Man and His Music, with Michael Andrew.
Fly me to the moon. Let me swing among those stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
The shows are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Kimmel Center. That's it for things to do this week, but you know we'll be back next Thursday with all the very best options for the weekend. If you missed anything, you can hear it again and get even more details on our website, whyy.org/things to do. Have a great weekend, everyone. Frank, take us on home.
The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? Best is yet to come, come the day that you're mine.